This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Hello there, this is Paul O'Higgins with today's Great Invitation. Thank you so much for joining me today on this issue of the Great Invitation, which goes out from the heart of God to every single human being on earth, from his heart to our hearts. Well, today we're beginning a new series in the Great Invitation, and I want to spend a few minutes explaining to you what I mean by the Great Invitation. God, in the Gospels, is issuing a wonderful invitation to every single one of us who will pay attention and listen. An invitation not only to have our sins forgiven and to be restored to fellowship and friendship and to his love and care, but also an invitation to be transformed in every way, from being sons of darkness to being sons of light, an invitation to walk in his ways, an invitation to discover his abundant life. So over the next few months, we're going to explore aspects of the Great Invitation, from the very foundation of how we get reconciled to God, to how we receive his Spirit, the invitation to receive his Spirit and a brand new nature, the invitation to become a partaker in God's own nature, the invitation to walk in a new way according to the ways of his Spirit, the invitation to be released from slavery to the world, the invitation to discover his wonderful principles for living and for abundant living, the invitation to discover the secrets of thanksgiving and joy. And you will find, as we discover and explore these aspects of God's invitation to us, dimensions of Christian living that we're only beginning to enter into fully as we discover and delve deeply into the Word of God in all its richness. As Paul writes, we all with an unveiled face, beholding the glory of God as in a mirror, we're being transformed into his likeness from one degree of glory to the next. As we discover and unpackage layer after layer of this God's great invitation to us to be reconciled, to be transformed, and to be equipped to be his ambassadors and disciples that will bring the light of his love and joy, salvation, healing, and hope to a new generation. So this is his invitation. Many people stop at just the basic message of forgiveness and fail to come to the Lord to accept the full invitation to live at his banqueting table. I'd like to begin by reading an invitation that Jesus spoke about in the Gospels, in one of his parables. The parable of a man, a wealthy man, who invited people to come to a wonderful wedding that he'd prepared to them, prepared for the invitees. And amazingly, though the banquet was wonderful, though the wedding was all prepared, most people didn't respond to the wedding invitation. And this is a picture of the world today. God has prepared a banquet, a wonderful realm of restoration to his grace, favor, love, abundant care, abundant provision, abundant strength, healing, hope, and destiny for all of us. But so many people are bogged down with the cares of the world, with the busyness of life, that they fail to look up and discover and receive to God's great invitation. We can look at the gospel as a series of invitations from God to us. Why do we call it an invitation and not a command? Because an invitation requires a voluntary response. God will not force his way on us. He tells us what he wants to do for us, what he has done for us, what he will do for us, and what's available for us from him. And he wants that message to go forward, but he does want our response. An invitation without a response remains empty, and the benefits of the invitation are not enjoyed. So back to the parable of the man who had prepared a banquet. It's in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 22. And Jesus answered and spoke to them again by parables, stories that illustrate spiritual realities, and said, the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who arranged a marriage for his son, and he sent out his servants to call those who were invited to the wedding, and they were not willing to come. Imagine, a fantastic wedding, a fantastic celebration, all free, but they were not willing to come. So again he sent out other servants, saying, tell those who are invited, see, I've prepared my dinner, my banquet, my oxen and fatted cattle are killed, and all things are ready. Come to the wedding. But they made light of it, and they went their ways, one to his own farm, another to his business. Wow, doesn't that describe the world today? So many people occupied completely with their secular activity that they do not respond to the Lord's wonderful invitation. And the rest of the people invited seized his servants, treated him spitefully, and killed them. And when the king heard about it, he was furious, and he sent out his armies and destroyed those murderers. Then he said to his servants, the wedding is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy. They didn't respond. Therefore go into the highways, and as many as you find, invite to the wedding. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all whom they found, both good and bad, and the wedding hall was filled with guests. Now there's room in God's banqueting table for all of us. It's not the exclusive invitation just to a select few, to the religious people. It's now an invitation open to everyone, good or bad, to come. So now it goes beyond democracy. It goes to everyone out there who will respond to God's great invitation to be reconciled to him, to be restored to his favor, to walk in his providences, and to live by his ways. This is what we're going to explore over the next few months together. Isaiah also presents the gospel in this format as an invitation. In Isaiah chapter 55, God, speaking through the prophet, says, ho, everyone who thirsts, ho means listen up everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you who have no money, it's free, it's available for everyone, it's available to the up and outers, down and outers, and the in-betweeners, come, buy and eat, yes, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. What's the price you do pay if it's without money? It's the price of responding. Why do you spend money for what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me, God is saying. Eat what is good. Let your soul delight itself in abundance. Incline your ear. Respond. Come to me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, and I will give you the sure mercies of David. This also, God presenting his message to us as an invitation to respond. To respond, not with money. You can't pay for this, you can only receive. God has prepared it all for us. Now he's sending out his messengers to the furthest corners of the earth, to people who knew nothing, to the people who felt excluded, not only to the Christian and the Jewish person, but also to the Muslim, the Hindu, the atheist, the secular, not only to the good person, but to the bad person, to the person who's made a mess of his life. And he's saying, come to the banqueting table, receive a new beginning. Paul writes in Romans 10:14, how then shall they call on him? Because the Bible says, all who call on the Lord shall be saved, which means much more than forgiven, means restored to his life, mercies, care, blessings and providences. And also, it includes an element of transformation, which we shall explore in later programs. How then shall they call on him, whom they have not believed? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Unless somebody goes out with the invitation, how can they know that the banquet is ready? How can they come to the banquet? The same way today, God is sending out his word all over the world, as you know, to all corners of the earth that never heard the word of God before. And as the preachers, the evangelists, the body of Christ, the Christian workers go out and say, look, be reconciled to God. He has a wonderful life and destiny for you. Unless they do that, the people can't respond because they don't know. The invitation has never come to them. And I believe even in our Christian culture, there are many, many aspects of God's great invitation that we were never told of. Like the invitation to be transformed into his likeness, to be in the world as Jesus was in the world, the invitation to become his disciples, the invitation to be like him, the invitation to discover his destiny for us. So it does require a response. It does require a silencing of the voice of our busyness, that is more to life than our work, than our secular occupations, than our farm and our businesses. We see that the people in this parable of Jesus, they were too busy with their ordinary work and the ordinary routines of life. And the Lord says, come aside a little while. Take some time each day to focus on my great invitation and my great call on your life. We call the Christian life a calling, an invitation, a calling from God to every single one of us to begin again, to be filled with his life. Revival is coming to our lands, not only through the message of forgiveness, but as we embrace the full dimension of God's great invitation to live for him and to discover our true destiny, to live under his protection, under his leadership as his sons and daughters. So we're going to have a great time exploring these realities, many, many dimensions of the great invitation over the next few weeks. And next week, I'm going to begin about the great foundational invitation to be restored and reconciled to God through the gospel and through the work of Jesus on the cross. I do ask you that as we study these truths together, that you enter in and you keep in touch with me. Let me know how you are getting on with your adventure of becoming a believer in Jesus, and how you're becoming more and more transformed by his Spirit, and how your life and your lifestyle is changing as you begin to welcome him and walk in his ways. So I'd love you to keep in contact with me over the weeks and over the months as we study the great invitation together. Now let's close this with a prayer. Let's seal it with a prayer. Let's respond to the great invitation. Let's go to Heavenly Father and to Jesus our leader and say, Lord, I am responding to your great invitation, not only to receive forgiveness, but to enter in to all that you have prepared for me. Forgive me for paying overmuch attention to my own busy projects and neglecting your calling, your destiny, and the adventure of following you more deeply. You're inviting me to become your disciple, so count me in, Lord. I want to study your ways. I want to respond to your great invitation. I want to be filled with your Spirit and walk in your ways. And I ask you to raise me up as a blessing and as a witness to my generation. This is Paul O'Higgins saying goodbye for now, and may the good news be yours forever. The Great Invitation is produced by Reconciliation Outreach and made possible by the partnership of listeners like you. To contact us, go to our website www.reconciliationoutreach.net and click on the contact button there, or simply write to us, Paul and Nulo Higgins, P.O. Box 2778, Stewart, Florida 34995.
Criminals and every Pharisee, you came for hypocrites, even one like me. You carried sin and shame, the guilt of every man, the weight of
In your bathtub or shower can be disastrous. I'm Al Cadullo, the bathroom grab bar specialist, and I install grab bars to meet your specific needs and to give you peace of mind. I can be reached at 772-370-9242 or visit bathroomgrabbarspecialist.com.
Perfect for business or pleasure, Pirates Cove Resort offers a peaceful getaway, giving you old Florida charm in a gorgeous contemporary setting. Elegant and comfortable, Pirates Cove Resort satisfies your yearning for a place away from demanding schedules. Family owned and operated, the staff of Pirates Cove Resort will joyfully provide for your needs while you relax and enjoy all of our amenities. For more information, we can be reached at 772-287-2500 or on our website, PiratesCoveResort.com.
Hi, my name is Keith Masters, a street witness sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. One of the many responses I hear on the street while sharing Jesus is, "No thanks, I'm good." When I ask them what exactly does that mean, it is oftentimes their response comes from their character of their self-worth of being a good person in their own eyes. And it's true that God brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. That's from Psalm 40, verse 2. But that's what God did for me. But whether you're a good person or you're living a life of addiction, maybe in secret or not, or maybe you're living a life which seems to be unfulfilled, or maybe a life of hardship for one reason or another. In the book of Romans, chapter 3, verse 23, Paul writes, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." It goes on to say in Romans 3, 24, "Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus." And Romans 3:25 continues with, "Whom God has set forth to be appropriation through faith in his blood to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God." And in Romans chapter 3, verse 26 and 27, it says, "To declare, I say, at this time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believes in Jesus." Verse 27 says, "Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law of works? Nay, but by the law of faith." So if you think you're a good person and the gates of heaven are open wide because of your character, I'm here to share with you that there is only one truth and one way into the gates of heaven. In the book of Acts, chapter 16, verse 30 and 31, the keeper of the prison asked Paul and Silas, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" Paul and Silas respond in verse 31 saying, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house." This is Keith Masters, a street witness, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ.
Join us every Saturday at 7 p.m. on WCNO 89.9 FM for a special program, Thy Word is a Lamp, where you will hear the dynamic teaching of Sheila Suarez, the fresh manners. Thy Word is a Lamp, the fresh Word of God, children of God.
Thy Word is a Lamp, yeah, you.
you could just put your hands together with us. My everything, I put my trust in you. Christ the King, everything to you. Oh, Christ the King, my everything, I give my life to you.